The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 14, text number 26. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari. Recorded on May 4th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Manchayo Vyabhicharena.
Bhakti yogena sevate.
Sargunam samatit yaitam. Amabhuyaya kalpate. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus come to the level of Brahman. Purport. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question. What is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness in such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different plenary portions, such as Ram and Narayan. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or of his plenary expansions is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although these modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that His name is eternal, blissful and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme as gold particles are part of a gold mine. Thus, the living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there would be no question of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means that the Lord is there and the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to bhakti yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. The qualification is to become Brahman, or freed from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmaiva san Brahmapyeti. One can attain the Supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul. So the Mayavadis, they also want to become Brahman. But they want to be quantitatively and qualitatively Brahman. Which is not possible. Can the drop of ocean water become the whole ocean?
Ar lašas vandenino gali tapti pačiu vandenino?
No. But the drop of ocean water is qualitatively the same as the ocean.
Bet vandenino lašas visiškai kokybiškai nesiskiria nuo pačio vandenino.
So when the devotee wants to become Brahman and the Mayavadi wants to become Brahman, it's two different things.
Tai yra du skirtingi dalykai, kada atsidavęs nori tapti Brahmanu ir kada Mayavadis nori to pačio.
The individual particle of the Lord can become qualitatively one with him.
Dievo dalelė gali kokybiškai tapti tą patį Dievui.
But he can absolutely never become quantitatively one with him.
Bet kiekybiškai absoliučiai niekada netaps tolygi Dievui.
The impersonalist, he wants to become God.
Impersonalistas nori tapti Dievu.
But Prabhupada explains it's to become the servant of God is better than becoming God. In fact, God himself wants to become a servant of himself. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Nobody enjoys as much as Krishna. But then he's noticing that his topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani,
ir jis pastebė, kad jo pati nuostabiausia atsidavusi, Šrimati Radharani.
She is joying more than Krishna.
Ji džiaugiasi dar daugiau negu pas Krishna.
By being the devotee of Krishna.
Tiesiog tarnaudama Krishna.
So Krishna does not want to be defeated by Radharani.
Taigi Krishna nenori būti tokiu būdu transcendentiškai nugalėtas Radharanis.
So he takes the complexion of Radharani, which is golden complexion, Gaura.
Taigi jis priima Radharanis kompleksiją.
She is called Gaurangi, the golden-limbed girl. So Krishna becomes Gauranga. To taste the ecstasy of being his own devotee. In this way, Krishna, who enjoys unlimited bliss, increases his own bliss exponentially.
Ir padidina savo džiaugsmą eksponentiškai.
Because it's more ecstatic to be a devotee than it is to be God.
Todėl, kad būti Dievo tarnu, Dievo atsidavus, yra dar smagiau negu būti pačiu Dievu.
Wanting to become God, that's not a very intelligent decision.
Taigi, norėti būti Dievu nėra pats geriausias sprendimas.
Because a devotee enjoys more than God.
Nes Dievo atsidavęs, tarnas Dievo džiaugiasi dar labiau nei pas Dievas.
Plus, it's not possible, you can't become God.
Be to, Dievo tapti apskritai neįmanoma.
Prabhupada would say, well, if you claim to be God, I say you're, if you claim to be G-O-D God, actually I say you're D-O-G dog.
Šito Prabhupada sakydavo, kad jeigu jūs sakote, kad jūs esate Dievas, tai būtų angliškai.
There are many people who, many people falsely,
aš sakau, jūs esate šuo, angliškai dog.
Many people falsely claim to be God.
Daug žmonių taip sako, kad yra dievai.
I had friends that used to tell me that. They'd say, I'm God.
Aš turėjau tokių draugų.
Good luck, you know.
Bet linkiu sėkmės jiems.
It really doesn't make sense. If you're God, then why do you have to go to the toilet, you know?
Iš tikrųjų, visiškai nelogiška. Jeigu tu esi Dievas, tai kam tau eiti į toilet?
When nature calls, you have to run to the toilet and you're God?
Ir kai gamta tave pašaukia, come on,
you know. Ridiculous, you know what I mean? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Labai juokingas Dievas.
But they actually think they're God.
Bet tikrai žmonės galvoja, kad jie yra dievai.
When I was a young spiritual seeker, that was the first books that I read, you know.
Tokios buvo mano pirmos knygos, kaip jauno dvasinio ieškotojo.
There was a book called The Book.
Tokia knyga, pavadinimu knyga.
On the taboo against knowing who you are.
Knyga apie tabu, žinot, kas esi pats.
The author's name was Mr. Alan Watts.
Ir autorius tos knygos.
So Mr. Alan Watts, he told us readers, he said, actually, you are God.
Jis mus mokė, kad jūs esate Dievas.
But right now you're simply hiding from yourself, that's all.
Ir tiesiog nuo savęs slepiatės.
All you have to do is come out of hiding and be God again. So not being well trained, you know, I'd say, well, that sounds pretty good, I'll try that, you know. Well, for a couple of days I was pretty ecstatic. Wow, I'm God. But then I noticed things weren't happening the way I wanted them to happen. So I realized it really didn't work. So then I went to hear when Swami was giving a lecture near the university campus. Some Swami from one of these Indian Swamis. You know, with the long beard and the long hair, saffron robe, you know. Swami Satchitananda. So Swami Satchitananda said, I'm God, you're God, we're all good. I mean, why do they have to continue speaking all this nonsense? And there was another guru. The disciple said, oh, our Guru Maharaj is so humble. He never says, aham brahmasmi, I am God. He only says, tatvamasmi, you are all God. So in this way, in roundabout way, he's saying that he's God, but he's showing that he's very humble. And the followers are so duped. They think, oh, our Swamiji is actually God, but he only tells us that we are God. So the whole world is being misled by these charlatans. You got the scientists are misleading in one way. These Mayavadis misleading in another way. You got the hedonists, and it's just a big mess right now in the world. It's a horrible mess. Therefore, Prabhupada says this movement is the gift to the world. You see, this movement is actually the greatest blessing on the suffering humanity. And Prabhupada said that our desire is that we want to open the eyes of all the leaders. So we want to expand our preaching to such a great extent that the leaders also will become Krishna conscious. That your prime minister here, you see, your members of parliament, they will all become Krishna conscious, wearing tilak on the nose. And we want to get Trump also, President Trump, make him a bhavita. And also that Putin character. Back to Putin. See, we want to make everyone Krishna conscious. That's our mission. Because this Krishna conscious movement will solve all the problems of the world. It actually will. This is not some hype. This is a fact. This Krishna consciousness movement will solve all the problems of the whole global society. It sometimes seems unbelievable because we have so many problems right now amongst ourselves, isn't it? But this is simply our immaturity right now. That's but as our devotees become more mature, the impact our movement will have will become more powerful. And it become more and more powerful, and eventually the whole world will be Krishna conscious. There's a 10,000 year period predicted by Srila Prabhupada in which this movement will inundate the whole world. So that 10,000 year period began 500 years ago. So that means we are the pioneers. This is the early stages. Yesterday I got some, or a few days ago, actually, I got some nice inspiration from my disciple Gurudas in Riga.
Prieš kelias dienas mano mokinys Gurudas Rygoje labai mane įkvėpė.
He told me the motto that that Lenin, who started the communist movement and revolution in Russia.
Jisai pasakė man moto Lenino, kuris pradėjo revoliuciją.
He had a little newspaper.
Jis turėjo tokį mažą laikraštį.
And the motto of this newspaper was "The flame flares into a big fire."
Ir moto buvo tenai, jis toksai, kad maža liepsna gali išsiplėsti į.
The small flame becomes a big fire.
Maža liepsna gali tapti didžiuliu gaisru.
So right now ISKCON is a small flame.
Taigi dabar mūsų organizacijos konas yra maža liepsnelė.
But it eventually become a big fire, you know, completely engulf the whole human society.
Bet ilgainiui tai taps didžiulė ugnimi, kuri sudegins viską aplinkui.
So it's up to us to become mature devotees.
Taigi, tai priklauso nuo mūsų. Mes turime tapti brandus, atsidavusiai.
So that we can represent Prabhupada, represent Guru and Krishna very purely in all of our dealings with everyone.
Kad labai tyrai galėtume atstovauti Prabhupada, savo dvasinį mokytoją ir Krishna.
That will have a big impact.
Ir tai turės didžiulį įtaką.
Just as we become attracted,
lygiai taip pat kaip mus patraukė,
more and more people become attracted.
Lygiai taip pat vis daugiau žmonių bus patraukti.
We haven't seen anything yet in terms of growth. We haven't seen anything yet in terms of growth. It hasn't really grown much yet.
Iš tikrųjų, mūsų judėjimas dar net nepradėjo augti.
But it's very encouraging. I was just giving a lecture series in Pune, India.
Pavyzdžiui, Indijoje, Pune, aš skaitau paskaitas, mane labai įkvėpė.
From Mangal Arti there was 300 devotees. About 300 devotees at Mangal Arti. On Saturday there was about 500. On Saturday or Sunday? Huh? On the weekend there'd be like 500 people there from Mangal Arti. Can you imagine? 300 people at Mangal Arti during the weekdays. On the weekend, 500 people. Amazing. Wow. So, you know, we have a lot to look forward to. Share your rounds nicely. Strictly follow the regulated principles. Read Prabhupada's books. Follow Prabhupada's books. Distribute Prabhupada's books. Go on Harinam. Distribute Prasadam. Cultivate people. This is a huge revolution that's taking off right now. Huge revolution. And we're the lucky people that we're just like Ram engaged the monkeys. We're Prabhupada's monkeys. He's engaging us monkeys to help him save the world, you see. We're very fortunate. We're Prabhupada's monkeys. So maybe there's some questions I can try to answer them. Yes.
You mentioned in the lecture about these Mayavadis that they play hide and seek with themselves. And how to defend this argument from Mayavadis when they say that in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying that only fools try to know me fully because I don't know myself fully. So how to defend this argument?
So what is the verse? One could say, well, because Krishna doesn't fully know himself, then we can't know him either. Is that the argument?
Yeah.
Actually, Krishna does fully know himself. But then, as soon as he fully knows himself, because his glories, his qualities are expanding exponentially at every nanosecond,
he is again
fallen behind his own understanding of himself. In other words, Krishna is becoming more Krishna conscious at every minute. Krishna's Krishna consciousness is ever expanding also. Because his qualities, his glories, his lilas, they're expanding, and he has to constantly catch up with his own ever-expanding glory. So Krishna does for a moment fully understand himself. But then again he does not. He has to catch up again. So these Mayavadis, they don't even realize that they're Krishna's servants. They think that everything is Krishna. They have no idea that there's an individual personality there. They're completely in the darkness of ignorance. Does that answer your question? Yeah, questions more? Yeah. Wait for the mic.
Is there a way to know what determination has become unfailing. Unfailing.
Unbetting?
Unfailing.
Unvedic?
Failing.
Unfading.
Failing.
Yeah, unfailing. Okay.
Kaip žinoti, kad mano motivacija yra nenutrūkstanti?
When you become steady and you're steadily absorbed in Krishna consciousness, every thought, word, and deed at all times, places, and circumstances, then you have achieved the platform of unfailing determination. So get there as soon as possible, okay? Don't mess around with the material nature. You must become steadily absorbed in Krishna consciousness with every thought, word, and deed in all time, place, and circumstances. Never deviating. And every time you notice you're deviating, you have to get yourself back on the track. It's like Krishna says in the Gita.
He says,
yato yato nischalati manas chantalamashtaram tatastatam niyamyatad atmanyabhavishamnaya. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. It's like a mother training a child, you see. Right now, your mind is like a naughty child. But you have to be like the mother, the intelligence is the mother, you see. You have to use your intelligence and not be a slave of your mind. In this way you can train your mind how to become an obedient servant. Present moment your mind is your worst enemy. But if you intelligently keep watch on your mind to see when it's proper and when it's not proper and always bring it back when it's not proper,
bet jeigu intelektualiai stebėsi savo protą ir kiekvieną kartą jį pataisysi, kai jis nukryps,
then gradually you'll train the mind and it will become your best friend.
Palaipsniui jį išauklėsi ir jis taps tavo geriausiu draugu.
So now you got to work really hard to keep your mind under control.
Ir reikia sunkiai dirbti, kad protą kontroliuoti.
24/7, wherever you are.
Pastovi 24 valandas.
Whether you're taking a shower,
ar duše tu
būsi, whether you're walking down the street,
ar gatvėj,
whether you're working a job,
ar darbe dirbi,
whether you're with your parents,
ar būtum,
whether you're at the temple, wherever you are, you have to keep your mind fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Kur bebūtum, turi savo protą laikyti Krishnos sąmonėje.
And you have to always keep a watchful eye. Is it Krishna? Is my Krishna conscious now or not? And if you notice that you're not Krishna conscious, you have to do something to get back on track.
Like
pick up one of Prabhupada's books, read a purport. Or chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Or take some prasadam. Or beg Krishna to help you get fixed on back once again in Krishna consciousness. So if you practice diligently, you'll become a very fixed up Vaishnava. You become a Goswami. Okay?
Gerai.
Next. Yeah.
Noriu paklausti mokto, kiek yra svarbu reguliariai kas dieną paskaityti Šilos Prabhupados knygą, nes reali statistika, kad iskono atsidavusiai gal tik tai kas 20-as ją paskaito reguliariai. There is an official statistic that iskon devotees, maybe only 5% of them every day regularly read Prabhupada book. So I want to ask how it is important.
How can they be ISKCON devotees if they're not reading the books?
They don't tell to anyone.
They're not really ISKCON devotees if they're not reading the books. They're pseudo ISKCON devotees. They're not real ISKCON devotees.
Before they said, "Oh, I already read once, little bit. That's enough for me." I want to ask how much it is important every day to read.
Prabhupada said we should always be studying. So it's something you should do as much as possible every day. Prabhupada says every one of my followers has to read all of my books or they will fall down. Right there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Purport. So everybody has to read as much as possible every day. Read all the books. Again and again and again. Next. Now we have a question coming in from India. A disciple of mine called Hare Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna Das,
Klaus. Nice name, Hare Krishna Das. How to carry over the morning Krishna conscious sadhana mood throughout the day?
Kaip išlaikyti visą dieną tą ryte įgytą Krishna sąmonės sadhanos nuotaiką?
He's all fired up from the morning program, you see. Actually, it means he has a morning program at home. He and his wife are both my disciples. That means they must have a nice little morning program at home. And he gets completely blissed out in Krishna consciousness. They're both medical doctors and they have to go to work, you see. So that mood that he feels it goes down through the day, the mood of bhakti. So he wants to know, how can I keep that mood? Well, it's pretty simple. Just beg Krishna. My dear Lord, please help me. I can keep this mood of the like I have in the morning. Help me always just keep begging Krishna for him. You can pray directly and ask Krishna, help me keep this mood, my dear Lord. Or you can chant. But if you have that mood of understanding that it's only by the mercy of Krishna and Guru that you can have that mood and just being begging, always begging Guru and Krishna to help you be in that mood, that begging attitude will enable you to keep to train yourself to always be in that mood. Another question now from just obeisances. Okay. Yes.
Isn't
please.
The begging mood and prayerful mood is the morning sadhana continuously.
Absolutely.
Tai ar nėra taip, kad šita nuotaika tai ir bus mūsų rytinės sadhanos tęstinumas?
As Guru Mataji pointed out, the that is the mood of in the morning. We're begging for the mercy, begging, and that's what's so enlivening. To be in that mood of a beggar. Calling out for the mercy. It's like we sing Gurvastakam, you know. How the spiritual master delivering the fallen souls, and I offer my obeisances unto him. So. We're just calling out and begging to be delivered from our entanglement within the material nature. Now, here's a question from my disciple in Kashmir. Just a new initiated disciple in Kashmir. Yesterday, a young devotee boy from our local residence lost his life in a road accident. Really sorry to hear that. Oh, Krishna. He wasn't very serious in devotional activities, but he used to come and participate in the kirtans. So how will this kind of service help him? Well, if he had a taste for kirtan, Krishna would give him a chance to come back again and do kirtan in his next life. So, to have a taste for kirtan is very helpful. Even if you're not very serious and you're not following all the principles yet, but if you can somehow come and have a taste for the kirtan, at least you'll come back and be able to do kirtan in your next life also. Of course, if you're very sinful, you might come back as a dog and hear the kirtan. So, you know, if you're addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, you might come back as a dog who's kirtan and he lives near the temple, some dog near the temple. So therefore, one should give up sinful activities. If you have an addiction for illicit sex, media intoxication, and gambling, that can oblige you to take an animal body in your next life. So, yes.
How does this work when in chapter 2, Lord Krishna says, this devotion can save one at the time of even the greatest danger, even a little bit performed, from gliding down to the lower species?
Yra klausimas, kaip tai veikia, kad Krishna Bhagavad Gita sako, kad net menkiausia tarnystė išgelbėjo nuo didžiausio pavojaus.
So the question is, if one does a little service now, they're protected and become an animal in their next life. That's the question. But look at Bharat Maharaj, he became a deer. So, someone may think, well, you know, I went to the temple and I gave a donation, so I'm covered, don't have to worry about it, and go ahead and sin. At least I'll be a human body in my next life. I went to the temple and I gave €5 in the box, so now I can have illicit sex, I can eat meat, but guaranteed to be at least a human being my next life. I gave €5, I mean, there's actually a joke in that connection. There was one man, he was a Christian, he actually really wasn't a Christian, but he heard that how Jesus would save you, you see. He went to the church and he gave $5 in the collection plate on Sunday. And at the time of death, the Yamadutas came and he said, well, you know, but I gave $5 in church. How you can take me to hell? I gave $5 in church. And the Yamadutta is a little confused. Well, I don't know. What should we do? And so they went to the gate of the spiritual world. They went to ask the Supreme Lord what to do. He said, well, he gave $5 to you, and he says that he doesn't go to hell because he gave you $5.
And
so when the messengers came back from talking to the Lord, they had the $5 bill in their hand. And God said, they said, what did God say? He said, give me his $5 back and tell him to go to hell. Tell him to go to hell. If I give him his $5 back and tell him to go to hell. So, the fact is, if you're sincerely trying to be a devotee, that's a different thing, you see. Someone is trying to take advantage of some, you know, verse or something, and they find a cheat.
Somebody has started a
If someone is serious, the fact is, if anybody is seriously beginning this process, whatever progress they made is their eternal lesson.
Faktas, kad tas, kuris nuoširdžiai, kad ir pradeda šį procesą, visas progresas, kurį jis atlieka, tai yra amžinybė.
That we know for him. Just like Bharat Maharaj, even though he became a deer, he was not in an ordinary position. He was able to associate with the sadhus in the forest as a deer, you see. So,
we can know about the dog who was going with Sivananda Sen also.
What's that?
The dog with the Sivananda Sen.
Yeah, there's a dog in Sivananda Sen. There's also a dog in Mayapur who used to come. Yeah, there used to be a dog in Mayapur. He would come when all the, in the early days of our Mayapur temple, when all the devotees would go for prasadam, some dog would come in, because dogs aren't allowed in the temple. Some dog would come sneaking in and offer his obeisances to the deities.
So,
he's actually a dog in Mayapur, so it's a very special thing to be a dog in Mayapur. He was a devotee who had done some sin, and he had to take birth as a dog to overcome the reaction, but still he's coming off obeisances in the dog's body to the deities. So any other questions? I'll take Atma minute. Bye-bye.
Ir taip atsitiko, kad jis nugyveno tokį, kaip čia pasakyti, dvasišką gyvenimą, bet taip jau nutiko, kad jis nepapuolė į dvasinį pasaulį, negrįžo gal pas Dievą. Tai ar sekantį gyvenimą, jeigu jis tokį turės kaip žmogaus kūno, ar žmogaus kūno, ar jisai turės tokį patį skonį, kokį jisai nešėsi per tą gyvenimą? Nes sako, Krišna, aš saugau tai, ką jis turi ir pasirūpinu to, ką jam trūksta. Ar jisai turės tokį patį skonį dvasiniam dalykam ir sekantį gyvenimą, kuris jį palaikys. For example, there was a bhakti yogi who was leading this lifestyle till the end of his life. He's like Kirtan, he participating, collaborating with devotees, and he was enjoying spiritual life, and he has some taste for it. But in some reasons, he just left his body and didn't attain the goal of life. So just imagine, let's imagine that he get another body in the next life. Did he have the same taste for spiritual activities, the same taste as he was having in a previous life? Because Krishna is saying that I preserve what we have and
whatever spiritual progress he has made is his eternal asset. That's a fact.
Kokia dvasinė pažanga jis padarė, tai yra amžinas jo turtas. Faktas.
Can never be taken away.
Nieko tai netiks.
Every time you chant one round of japa, every time you take prasad, any time you bow down, any devotional activity you do is your eternal asset, no matter what happens.
Bet kokia tikėjimo tarnystė, kurią tu padarai, tai yra amžinas tavo turtas, nesvarbu, kas benutiktų.
So, did that mean that if he, in a previous life, he was living a spiritual life in some level, so did that mean that he will continue living a spiritual life in the next life?
It depends. He may have some, if he didn't go back to God, he has some material desire still in his heart.
Jeigu žmogus praktikavo vieną gyvenimą ar kitą gyvenimą, jis taip pat praktikuos, tai priklauso. Jeigu jis negrįžo pas Dievą,
Krishna could also fulfill that material desire. He could take birth in the heavenly planets, for example.
Gali būti, kad jisai bus Krishna patenkins jo materialius troškimus, pavyzdžiui, gims rojinėse planetose.
And he also said that if somebody has made 2% advancement, that they can continue in the next level with the 2%.
Yeah. There's no hard and fast rule. If Krishna is totally free to reciprocate with them according to Krishna's desire. There's not like some governmental agency that it's all going under the higher supervision. Krishna is ultimately up to Krishna through his material nature, of course, but it depends. It can go this way or that way. You could take birth as a Brahmin in a Brahmin family, in a devotee family. You can take birth in the heavenly kingdom. It depends what his inclination was as he was leaving his body. What was in his mind as he left the body? That last minute.
Tai Krishna gali įvairiai pasielgti. Ir tai labai priklauso nuo to, kokie buvo jo sąmonė mirties akimirka taip pat.
He could go back to Godhead also.
If
he's inclined, if his last thought is surrendering to Krishna, then he'll go back to Godhead. But if he had some desire to enjoy the material world, then he'll take birth again. Whatever the last thought is in his brain as he's leaving his body, that's where he goes. The air carries aromas. Your thought at the moment of death carries you to your next breath.
Kaip oras perneša kvapą, taip jūsų proto nuotaika būsena mirties akimirką jūs perneša į kitą kūną.
Therefore, we train ourselves to be Krishna conscious.
Todėl reikia save treniruoti būti Krishna sąmonė.
Because death can come at any minute.
Nes mirtis ateis bet kurią minutę.
I could die in the next 30 seconds.
Galiu mirti artimiausiomis 30 sekundžių.
So I'm had to keep my mind fixed. I have no business except to fully surrender to Krishna. That's how it finished. That's how we have to train ourselves. Always, at every minute. I have nothing to do except fully surrender to Krishna, and that's it. Is that all right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, next question. The devotee in front of you. Yeah.
Sakoma, kai vaikas pradeda augti, ir jisai natūraliai valgo, ten miega, tuštinasi ir auga. Taip. Ir jam nereikia, jo negali pagreitinti su kažkokiam tai mėlėm jau augimo. Tai mano klausimas yra, ar šita analogija taip pat tinka ir dvasiniam keliai. Mes vis tiek, čia, kaip Prabhupada komentarė sakė, visi esam kaip vaikai ir augam palaipsniui, atlikdami savo sadoną kasdieninį. Ir ar galima kažkaip pagreitinti savo tą augimą, kad iš karto užaugtum?
Nors. Nori išversti?
You want to answer this one?
There is saying that when you are a child, or you eating naturally and sleeping and just growing naturally, no one can pull you up that you can grow very fast. And is this example, can we accept this example in spiritual life? For example, when we do our spiritual sadhana, and it is like our eating, we nourishing ourselves and we growing. But is there any way to grow faster than we can?
Oh yes, you can definitely get on the fast track, yeah.
Taip, dvasiniam gyvenime egzistuoja ir toksai fast track, ekspreso kelias.
First thing, you have to be initiated.
Pirma, reikia gauti iniciaciją.
If you're not initiated, you're not even really on the track, you know.
Nes jeigu neturi iniciacijos, dar nebūtų.
You're just thinking about getting on the track.
Vis dar ruošiesi pradėti.
You got to take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. And then you have to be in that mood that I now accept the orders of my spiritual master as my life and soul. That's it. That will put you on the fast track immediately. As Prabhupada himself said, one should take that was Prabhupada's instruction. One should take the order of the spiritual master as one's very life and soul. If you take that mood, you're on the fast track. And when you sleep, when you're not in that mood, you're on the slow track. So whenever you notice you're not in that mood, pray to Krishna, pray to Guru, you can get back on that track.
Prabhupada
personally told me, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So how do you do that? By being totally sold out to your spiritual master. That qualifies you to see Krishna face to face in due course. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. My dear Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe, please come to my vision. That vision is achieved by those who are totally sold out to their spiritual master. That's what Prabhupada teaches. I'm not saying that because I'm a spiritual master. I say that because I'm a disciple of Prabhupada and that's what he taught me. Okay. We have some questions now from the internet. After this, then we'll wrap it up. How can I keep my... This is from Rose, one of my students on the internet. Rose is asking, how can I keep my thoughts from material things while I am with non-devotees such as family and friends? How can I be Krishna conscious when I'm with my mundane family and friends?
Kaip būti Krishna sąmonė, kada esu su savo draugais ir savo giminaičiais, kurie nepraktikuoja?
Well, the real thing is avoid their association as much as possible. That's Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Now, what is that? Asat Sangha Chyag. That's right. Lord Chaitanya's first instruction is Asat Sangha Chyag. Give up the association of non devotees. So what should I do? Go live in the forest? No, since you're associating with non-devotees, instead of taking their association, you give your association. That will protect you. Make your friends and family Krishna conscious. That's what my wife did. Her family was very much against her Krishna consciousness. But she was staunch in her determination and the whole family became Krishna conscious. She converted her family. So in that way, you do have to be very staunch. You make your family members Krishna conscious. That's it. And then you make all your friends and family members devotees. Then you have, can associate with as much as you want. But what if they don't want to be Krishna conscious? Like my brother Bob. He happens to live in the same city that I live in. And he bought a real nice house with a big acreage outside of town in the hill country. And he wanted me to come out and see his new house so they could show off his new, you know, opulent house with a big acreage. He wanted to show off his big house. So I said, yeah, we'd love to come. Yeah, we'll come out and do a kirtan. He said, can't we do something a little more serene? So I didn't go. He said. If he agreed to kirtan, I would have taken all the devotees because they have a nice kirtan, take the prasadam, you know, have a nice festival out there. But if he wasn't interested in kirtan, I'm not going to go. In that way, you take charge. When you're a devotee, you're the boss now, you see. You're the boss. Huh? Well, maybe you're financially dependent, you're living with your parents. Yeah, there's all kinds of circumstances. Yeah. But the basic idea is the same. You have to apply it according to the situation. I mean, if you're a teenager living at home with your parents and they're meat eaters, what are you supposed to do? Just like I was an employee at MCI Corporation. And I was an award-winning salesman. So they had, this is when I was a devotee, you see. So they had a big special dinner for all their stars, you know, all their leading salespeople. And so I went there in the big fancy hotel, you know, with the all the way to a big fancy banquet, you know. So everybody sat down with their meat and their, you know. And I had Gurmata pack me a lunch bag with some prasadam, and I pulled out my lunch bag and had prasadam from home. I brought my own prasadam. So in this way I didn't get contaminated, and I got my award. I got congratulated, you know, I got my award. Being the manager called me up, and a picture was taken, you know, but I ate prasadam. You know. So you have to be Krishna conscious. Don't give up your Krishna consciousness for some stupid nonsense family and friends. You've had millions of family and friends in millions of lifetimes, and where has these mundane family and friends gotten you another material body? You have to detach yourself from this family and friends business. It's skin disease. Actually, we've been family and friends, but we've been in this material world for so many lifetimes. We've been family and friends with every single living entity in the whole universe. In some lifetime. That bush out there was my mother in a previous birth. You see? I mean, I'm not joking. We've been through every conceivable situation and millions, an infinite number of births in the material world. And that mosquito was my father in a previous life. You know. So, everybody's your family and friend, really. So you have to make your family and friends Krishna conscious to be kind to them. So now we have a special thing. My wonderful disciple, Siddhama Prabhu from Kaliningrad, Russia, has translated my book, Truth Works, into Russian. And it's very nicely done, with nice bound with color plates. So we have English for those of you who don't read Russian, and for those who don't read English or Russian, I don't know what we're going to do, but at least for those who read English or Russian, we have them available right here. And how much are they going for?
10 euros.
10 euros, okay. If anybody comes and gets one, I'll give you a written blessing in your book. So they're all here, and everybody who wants to come forward now can come forward and get their copy of Truth Works. This book is recommended by Hari Sari Prabhu, Prabhupada's personal servant, as a very good basic guidebook for how to become Krishna conscious. So we'll stop here, and we thank you all very, very much for attending this program tonight. I've been really delighted to be here with you all tonight. Especially you, Prabhu. Very delighted to have you and your wife's association again. Thank you very much. Svashibo, Hare Krishna. Achilabhaya.